Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. We caught up with Cobb County voters this morning who told us why they voted today.
Oh, my goodness. It's the most important thing right now. Well, it's your civic duty. I've been doing it all my life.
It's just crazy. Like, I waited probably 30 minutes in the same place for the presidential election, and I waited almost 2 hours for this.
That was Jane Wilkins and Kaylin Perry at the Vinings Public Library. Georgia voters are turning out to decide several key Election Day contests. Aside from the race for governor, GPB's Taylor Gann has more.
Open seats for lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and insurance commissioner will all be contested today. Republican incumbents will also face Democratic challengers for agriculture commissioner, attorney general, and state school superintendent. Republicans have successfully shut out Democrats from holding any statewide office in Georgia since 2010. Several of Georgia's 14 U.S. House seats could also change hands today. Two seats that won't be changing are those of incumbent U.S. Representatives Democrat John Lewis and Republican Austin Scott, who are both running unopposed. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Atlanta City Council has approved a deal that will allow a private group to develop an area around Mercedes-Benz Stadium known as the Gulch. As GPB's Ross Terrell reports, nearly $1.9 billion of public funds will be used to fund the project.
After more than 5 hours of public comment and hours of discussion, the City Council adopted four pieces of legislation to build out the Gulch. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom spoke to the council after the vote and says she believes this deal will be a model for other cities.
We have done what Atlanta does best. We have found a way to make sure that business and our communities are working hand in hand to make Atlanta better for the people of this city.
For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.